Our first Bible reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
哥罗西书三章十二到十三节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
今日中读嘅福音系记载响约翰福音第十七章十一、二十同埋二十一、三节。从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。 我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。以上是神嘅话语。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, peace be unto you.
弟兄姐妹，欢迎平安来到今天。
You are supposed to say peace be unto you as well. Let's try that again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, peace be unto you. Thank you. 主内的弟兄姊妹们平安。 主内的弟兄姊妹平安，感谢主。Before I preach, shall we say a prayer? 在没有讲道之前呢，我先做一个祈祷。在没有讲道之前，我做一个简单的祷告。Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we just like to thank you and praise you that I'm able to stand here before the congregation. And in your presence, may your Holy Spirit anoint me so that I'll be able to preach the word that is in accordance to your will. May your Holy Spirit also anoint each and every one of us that we are not just hearers of the word, but doers as well. 父神上帝，我们赞美感谢你，今天你的仆人能够站在你的面前， 在众弟兄姊妹们的面前来释放你的信息，求主与我同在，圣灵恩膏我，让我所传讲的都是合乎主你的心意，也求主你的圣灵敞开我们每一个人的心，不仅是做一个听到的人，也做一个行道的人。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。 1973年，我第一次来到CCC教会。
1973 was the year that I first came to CCC.
我在CCC服侍了52年。
And since then, I've been serving in CCC for 52 years.
我看见澳洲国家社会的改变。
I've seen changes in Australia's society.
从百人基督教国家逐渐成为移民的国家，多元文化的社会。
From a traditionally Western Christianized nation to a nation of immigrants with a multicultural society.
为了向来自不同地方的华人移民传福音，教会也成为移民的教会。
In order to share the gospel with Chinese immigrants from all over the world, the church also became an immigrant church.
我们从双语堂成为单语崇拜英语、粤语、国语。
We transitioned from a bilingual worship to a monolingual service in English, Cantonese, and Mandarin.
跟着教会的需要，牧师也更换。
As the needs of the church changed, the pastors also changed.
从一位牧师变为主任牧师来带领我们的教牧团。
From starting with just one pastor to having a senior pastor leading a team of pastoral staff.
弟兄姊妹们，在这转变的期间，的确是不容易哦。
Brothers and sisters, in this time of transition, it has not been easy.
我们一直要学习以爱心、耐心、互相包容来处理语言之间的不同、文化的差异。
We have had to continually learn to respond with love, patience, and mutual understanding, navigating differences in language, culture, and limited meeting space.
随着时间的进展，我们面对代沟的问题 ，ABC 和 OBC 在文化上的差别。
Over time, we face generational gaps and cultural differences between the ABCs and the OBCs.
Are you ABC?
I am OBC.
Ah. You can never tell. You can never tell. So, don't presume just because he looks ABC, he must be ABC. 你不能够从人的相貌看出来他是不是 ABC 或者是 OBC。 这里告诉我们呢，人不可以以貌取人呢，不可以以貌取人。我们还有世俗的影响，信徒的流失。
We've been influenced by secular society, an aging church, also loss of believers over time.
And 教会老龄化。
An aging church population.
疫情后，有些基督徒觉得，哎，主日崇拜在家里，在网上也可以呀。
After the pandemic, we've had believers that felt that Sunday worship could be done online in the comfort of their own homes.
你不一定要来教会哦。
And so coming to church no longer became a necessity.
特别你知道，如果来到 Milsons Point。哎呦，找个停车位多么多么的困难呢。
Because as they come to Milsons Point, they know the truth is finding a parking spot will be difficult.
面临种种的挑战。
It is an entire challenge in and of itself.
CCC 能够维持到今天，全是神的恩典。
Despite all these challenges, the fact that CCC continues today to gather to worship is only by God's grace.
我们今天商堂能够聚集在一起，满怀感恩的心来敬拜赞美，感谢神的恩典。
Today, three congregations gather as one to worship, praise, and give thanks to God with hearts full of gratitude.Celebrating our 60th anniversary.
当我在预备讲道的时候，我祷告神，主给我一个信息，教会的合一和成长。
As I was preparing this sermon and as I prayed to the Lord gave me a message about the church unity and the growth of the church.
1976年，教会从双语堂加了英语堂。
In 1976, the church added an English congregation to its existing bilingual service.
1986年又加了一个粤语堂。
In 1986, a Cantonese congregation was added.
1988年再加国语堂。
And in 1988, a Mandarin congregation was added.
弟兄姊妹，我们把教会分开是为了要传福音。
Brothers and sisters, the reason we separated into three language services was to better evangelize and share the gospel.
为了要造就信徒，培养信徒。
For the purpose of building up and discipling believers.
有一位朋友在澳洲留学。
A friend of mine, I was studying in Australia.
他信了主。
He became a believer.
他爸爸受过中文教育。
His father was educated in China,
很反对基督教,
and was very opposed to Christianity.
有一天呢，他带着爸爸来到我们的教会。
One day, he brought his unbelieving dad to the church.
因为文化的缘故，所以呢，来到我们的国语堂崇拜。
Because of cultural familiarity, they attended the Mandarin service.
很快就留下来了。
And soon became regular members of the church.
听了耶稣基督的福音，夫妻俩都信了主，受了洗。
After hearing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, both the husband and the wife gave their lives to Jesus.
在做见证的时候
，during their testimony,
他说：“哎呀，信主这么好啊，我早就该信了。”
They said, "Believing in Jesus is so good. I should have believed earlier."
还不迟。
Yeah, it's not too late.
主用了他。
God used him.
他后来作为 CCC 的长老。
He became an elder at the church later on.
他就是已经被主接回天家的何光荣长老。
We are talking about Elder 何光荣, who has now been called back home with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，有人说我是英文堂的。
Brothers and sisters, some of us might say I belong to the English congregation.
有人说我是粤语堂的。
Others might say I belong to the Cantonese congregation.
又有人说，哎，我是属于国语堂的。
And others still might say I belong to the Mandarin congregation.
因为教牧同工的带领，弟兄姊妹们的爱心，使他们呢对教堂有个归属感，使他们找到一个属灵的家。
Because under pastoral leadership and the love of dear brothers and sisters, they developed a sense of belonging in this community and found a spiritual home in their services.
感谢主，他们向教会以外的人却说 I belong to CCC. 我是属于 CCC.
Praise God that when they speak to friends outside of the church, they say, I am from CCC.
因为他知道除了他所归属的堂会还有其他两堂是不同的语言。
Because apart from the service, the congregation that they belong to, they know that there are two other services that they too belong to.
他们也可以带一些还没有信主的讲不同语言的爸爸妈妈或者是亲戚朋友来到我们的 CCC。
Because of this, they can bring non-believing friends, family to CCC and attend different language services.
这就是 CCC 的优点。
This is a strength and a blessing of CCC.
但是我们要注意。
However, we must be careful.
不要因着堂会的分开，在各堂渐渐的隔离，开始分离。
We must be careful not to let the separation of the language services lead to gradual isolation and eventually divide the church.
其实，教会是基督的身体。
In reality, the church is the body of Christ.
信徒是基督的身体，不同的肢体。
And believers are members of this body, each playing a different part of the body.
我们都是属于耶稣基督。
We all belong to Jesus Christ.
保罗说
Paul says,
当现在肢体虽多，身体只有一个。
As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
眼睛不能对手说，我用不着你。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you.
头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
Likewise, the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
我们不要 因为我是英文堂，就不需要粤语堂或者是国语堂。
We must not say, just because I belong to the English congregation, I don't need the Cantonese or Mandarin congregations.
不要因为是国语堂，就不需要英文堂或者是粤语堂。
Or say that I belong to the Mandarin congregation and no longer need the Cantonese or the English congregation.
英文堂也好，粤语堂也行，国语堂也不错。我们都是属于耶稣基督，同一个身体。
No matter whether you consider yourself part of the English congregation, Cantonese, or the Mandarin congregation, we are part of the same body.
一个堂会受苦，所有的肢体都受苦啊。
When one part of the body suffers, the entire body suffers.
一个堂会得荣耀，整个身体都一同快乐。
When one congregation is honored, the whole body rejoices.
此外，耶稣基督是教会的头。
Moreover, Christ is the head of the body.
我们是连于耶稣基督。
We must then obey Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里已经合而为一了。
When we are in Christ, we are already united as one.
无论在教会，我们讲什么事，要祷告祈求，寻求神的旨意，同心合意的来顺服耶稣基督教会的元首。
No matter what we are doing in church, what we are considering to do, we must pray and first seek God's will and submit together in unity to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经合一了。
Because we are already united as one.
我们不能够制造合一。
As believers, we cannot create this unity.
但是我们能破坏这个合一。
But we can definitely destroy this unity.
所以呢，保罗对以弗所教会怎么说
？That is why Paul says this to the Ephesian church.
要以和平彼此联系，竭力保持圣灵所赐的合一。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
借着圣灵，教会已经合一了。
Because the church is already united in the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们信徒要尽一切的努力，和平相处，保持教会的合一。
So as believers, our job is to do everything possible to maintain that unity that has already been created by the Holy Spirit.
我们无论想什么，说什么，做什么，对教会有什么计划，都要多方面的考虑。彼此交流，这样做会使大家和睦相处吗？
No matter what we think, what we say, or what we do, we must consider how this affects the harmony and the unity of the church. Whatever plans we make for the church, we must consider from every aspect. Will this affect relationships and the unity of the church? Will this bring harmony or cause disunity?
这不是很容易的一件事情。
This, of course, is not an easy task.
教会不时的闹分裂。
Church splits are not so uncommon.
那么我们怎么样能够持守邻里的合一呢？
So how can we as believers preserve the unity of the Spirit?
保罗写信给以弗所教会在第四章第二节怎么说？凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Paul advises the Ephesian church in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
我们要谦虚。
We must obey this.
什么是谦虚啊？
We must be humble, and what does it mean to be humble?
保罗写信给腓立比教会这么说，只要心存谦虚，个人看别人比自己强。
How should we be humble? Paul writes this to the Philippians in Philippians 2 verse 3. Rather in humility, consider others above yourselves.
人要谦虚，先要检讨自己。
For us to be humble, we must first examine ourselves.
主在教导我。
The Lord is teaching me.
不要因为自己在教会服侍主这么多年。
Just because I've been serving in the church for so many years.
也不要因为我曾经是教会的主任牧师。
Or because once upon a time I was the senior pastor at the church.
同工必须听我蔡牧师的意见。
Not to let these things affect how others should see me and expect that others should listen to me.
大家都是主内的同工啊。
We are all co-workers in Christ.
各有所长。
We have each our own strengths.
每个人都有不同的经历，用不同的角度来看事情。
And different experiences and different perspectives on various things.
更何况教会在改变。
The church is constantly changing.
三十年前的 CCC 跟现在的 CCC 已经全变了。
CCC 30 years ago and CCC today is completely different.
我要接受，谦虚地接受别人的意见。
And so I must humbly accept other people's opinions and inputs.
看别人比自己强。
And consider others better than myself.
看自己比别人强，那是骄傲。
If I see myself better than anyone else, that is pride in itself.
保罗在罗马书第十二章第十六节怎么说？
Paul also writes in Romans 12:16.
要彼此同心，不要心高气傲。倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
To live in harmony with one another, not to be proud and not to be conceited. Church unity must begin with humble spiritual leaders who are not proud but regard others highly.
教会要同心合意，要先从属灵的领袖开始，不要自以为聪明，要谦虚，看别人比自己强。
This is what church unity is about. It starts with the spiritual leaders who in humility consider others above themselves.
保罗又说我们要温柔。
Paul also calls us to be gentle.
什么是温柔啊？
So what does it mean to be gentle?
是不是哎呦你好吗？你好吗？这个算不算温柔啊？
Is it to say...Hello, how are you going? Is this gentleness?
No, of course not.
当然不是。
温柔的意思就是说，凡事不可生气。
The meaning of gentleness is not to be easily angered.
哪有人不生气的，对不对？
Who here is not angry, has never been angry?
我蔡牧师首先承认我很难不生气。
I will be the first to admit it's very hard for me not to be angry.
当时主教导我要控制自己。
But God has taught me that I must control myself.
要适可而止。
To consider what my emotions are doing.
不轻易伤害对方。
To stop in time before I hurt others.
不要坚持自己的权利。
And not to insist that I am right or depend on my own strength.
比如保罗说，他是个基督的使徒，虽然可以受人的尊敬，却没有向帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒求荣耀。
For example, Paul says of himself, though he is an apostle deserving of honor, he treated the Thessalonians gently.
反而在他们当中心存温柔。
Paul writes that we were gentle among you.
我们要学习保罗。
And so we must learn from Paul.
不要因为我在教会有多长的时间。
Not to let the time that I've spent at church.
不要因为我们有多么属灵。
Or see our spiritual gifts as impressive.
要人家尊重我们。
And expect others to respect us.
我们要温柔。善待对方。
We must treat each other with gentleness.
保罗跟着又说，
Paul continues to write,
我们要忍耐。
We must be patient.
下面又跟着说，用爱心互相宽容。
And he continues to write, that forbearance means to be bearing faults without holding them against them.
忍耐呢，就是要忍受别人怎么样得罪了你。
Patience is to forbear with one another of their faults.
宽容呢，就是担当别人对你的亏欠。
Because that means not holding what they have wronged you against them.
不跟他们计较。
Not to be petty and hold that grudge against them.
忍耐和宽容是很密切的。
Patience and forbearance, they're very similar concepts and go hand in hand.
就如保罗说在罗马书的第三章二十五到二十六节，神本可以治人的罪，他却用忍耐的心宽容人先前所犯的罪。
And so Paul writes in Romans 3 that God had every right to punish sin, yet in his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
等到时候到了，耶稣基督来了，成为我们的赎罪祭。
So that when the time comes, we might be redeemed through our faith in Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里叫我们忍耐，就是要宽容。
Paul here is telling us, calling us to be patient, even when we feel we have been wronged.
宽容他人的过失，给对方有时间反省认错。
In being patient, we give others the time to reflect and perhaps come to terms with their actions.
宽容表示他在忍耐。
Forbearing means being patient.
弟兄姊妹们，当你忍无可忍的时候啊，你会发现很难宽容对方啊。
Brothers and sisters, when you are pushed to your limit, you will find that it is very hard to be forbearing with one another.
我们要彼此宽容，因为人都会有过失。
We must be patient and be forbearing with one another because we are all sinners and we all make mistakes.
今天他有过失。
Today, it might be them who wronged you.
你要耐心地宽容他。
But you must be patient and forbearing with them.
难道你就没有过失吗？
Unless you have never wronged anyone in your life.
你不也希望人家能够宽容你吗？
When you have wronged others, do you not also hope and expect that others will be patient and forbearing with you?
弟兄姊妹们，无论是在工作也好，在家里也好，在教会也好，大家彼此宽容，我们才能够和睦相处。
Brothers and sisters, whether it is at home, at work, or at church, mutual patience and forbearance is essential for keeping the harmony and unity of believers.
宽容还要加上饶恕。
Beyond forbearance, we must also forgive.
保罗也说在哥罗西书的第三章第十三节，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此容忍，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。
Paul writes this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Bear with one another and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
耶稣将神的饶恕比作免人欠他的债。
Jesus compares God's forgiveness to cancelling a debt that someone owes you.
弟兄姊妹们，你们会念主祷文吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know the Lord's Prayer?
你们会背吗？
Can you memorize it?
当你说求父神免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
When we pray and say, forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors,
你是抱着什么样的心态？
What is your attitude when you say this line?
只是一种宗教的仪式？
Is it perhaps somewhat of a religious routine for you?
或者是发自内心的祷告？
Or is this a prayer that comes from the depths of your heart?
我们犯了罪，求神饶恕，免我们的债。
When we sin, we ask God to forgive us of our debts.
我们免了别人的债吗？
Are we willing to do the same for others?
我们饶恕过他们的罪吗？
Have we forgiven others' debts?
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
最后，保罗说要有爱心。
Finally, Paul calls us to love.
爱是包含前面的五种品德。
Love encompasses all the five previous values we've talked about.
谦虚、温柔、宽忍耐、宽容、饶恕。
Love encompasses humility, gentleness, patience, forbearance, and forgiveness.
在哥林多前书的第十三章，保罗说什么是爱？
In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul asked the question of what is love?
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
爱是不自夸，不张狂，也就是说爱要谦虚。
Love does not boast, it is not proud, or in other words, love means being humble.
不轻易发怒。
It is not easily angered.
也就是说要温柔。
In other words, being gentle.
不计算人的恶，也就是饶恕对方。
It keeps no records of wrongs, which means being patient and forbearing with one another.
凡事包容，凡事忍耐。
It is always patient, it is always forbearing.
我们要保持教会合一。
We must maintain this unity of the church.
必须从我们信主开始。
This must begin from our personal faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们信主的时候，我们已经属于耶稣基督身体的一个肢体了。
From the moment that we have put our faith in Jesus Christ, given our lives over to Him, we have become part of the body of Christ.
我们都是属于一个身体了。
We all belong to the same body.
我们一生一心跟随主耶稣基督。彼此相爱，使我们的灵命成长，和睦相处。
We give our whole selves, our whole lives to Jesus in order to maintain this unity, follow Him wholeheartedly, to love one another, to grow spiritually, and to live in harmony with one another.
弟兄姊妹们，教会经常鼓励信徒要传福音。
Brothers and sisters,The church often encourages people to evangelize outwards.
这是耶稣基督给我们的大使命。
This is Christ's great commission.
我们要向外传福音。
We must evangelize outwards.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
This is what is written in Matthew 28, Great Commission. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, and to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
CCC 遵守耶稣基督的大使命。
CCC has obeyed the Great Commission.
从开始到现在60年来，我们向悉尼上外信主的人传福音。
From the beginning until now, for 60 years, CCC has evangelized to Sydney, to non-believers in the Sydney area.
在没有华人教会的地区，我们建立了分堂。
In areas where there are few or no Chinese churches, we have planted our own churches there.
In Strathfield, 我们有 WSCCC.
In Strathfield, there is WSCCC.
在 Epping, 我们有 NDCCCS.
In Epping, there is NDCCCS.
有 Glenhaven, 我们有 HDCCC.
HDCCC in Glenhaven.
还有其他的分堂。
And other church plants.
这都是向外传福音。
This is all evangelizing outwards.
神祝福他们，他们各堂都已经独立了。
God has blessed these church plants, and each of them have now become independent.
我们也支持宣教士。
We also support missionaries.
在海外传福音。
Who are sharing the gospel overseas.
这都是向外。
This is also outward evangelism.
耶稣还有一件事。
There was one more thing that Jesus wanted.
也是很同样的重要。
And is of equal importance.
是向内的。
And it is an inward thing.
什么叫做向内呢？
What does it mean to be looking inward?
耶稣为门徒祈求神保守使徒，使他们像耶稣和父神一样合一。
See, Jesus prayed to God for his disciples, asking the Father to protect them so that they may be united as one, just as Jesus and the Father were one.
约翰福音第十七章的第十一节，主耶稣怎么说？圣父啊，求你因你的名，就是你所赐给我的名，保守他们，使他们像我们一样合一。
This is what Jesus prays in John 17, verse 11. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
不仅如此，耶稣也为基督徒向父神祈求。
Not only this, Jesus also prayed for all believers.
在第二十节、二十一节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些借着他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合一，正如父你在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，好让他们信是你，我是你所差来的。
In John 17, verses 22 to 21, Jesus prays, My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很感谢主，从我们六十年开始一直到现在，我们都在持守耶稣基督的福音。
Brothers and sisters, we must be thankful to God. For 60 years, we have held tightly to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣的话就是神的话。
We believe that the words of Jesus are indeed the words of God the Father.
我们相信神派他来到世上，他是神的独生子，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We believe that Jesus Christ is indeed the only Son of God sent by the Father into the world, that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这是我们所信的耶稣基督福音。
This is the gospel of Jesus Christ that we believe in.
这也是我们所传的耶稣基督的福音。
This is the gospel of Jesus Christ that we evangelize and shared with the world.
这也是耶稣基督为你、为我、为所有相信耶稣基督福音的人祷告。
This is the same prayer that Jesus prays for you and me and for all over the world who believe in him.
我们要感谢主。
We must be thankful to God.
在这里，我们也在建立持守在基督里的合一，因为基督和父神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
We therefore must also strive to maintain this unity in Christ.Because Jesus and the Father dwell in us through the Holy Spirit.
我们也住在神里面，我们要彼此相爱，谦虚、温柔、忍耐、宽容、饶恕，建立教会。
In the same way, we must also love one another, to bear with one another with humility, gentleness, patience, forbearance, and forgiveness, and we must build up the church.
我们是圣徒，属灵的生命成长。
We must help believers to grow spiritually.
在主里合一。
And to become united in Christ.
使世人相信我们所传的福音。
That the whole world might believe the gospel that we preach.
信主的人增加。
And increase in the number of believers.
建立分堂。
And continue to plant churches outwards.
荣耀归主。
Praise and glory be to the Lord.
这是耶稣向我们所做的祈求。
This is Jesus' command to us.
是我们应该学习、应该做的。
And what we must learn to do as well.
我们感谢主。
Praise God.
让我们先做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神上帝，我们赞美感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你将你的福音传给我们。
Because you have made your gospel first known to us.
要我们持守耶稣基督的福音。
That we must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ.
还要持守教会的合一。
And we must strive to maintain the unity of the church.
求主你赐我们能力，恩上加恩，力上加力。
Father, we ask that you would give us the strength and grace upon grace.
使我们能够在灵里成长。
That we might be able to grow in our spiritual walk.
使我们在我们的生命中有谦虚，我们的生命中有温柔、忍耐、宽容和彼此饶恕。
That we might grow in our love for one another, grow in our humility, gentleness, our patience, forbearance, and in our forgiveness.
不但我们在灵里成长，教会也成长。
That when we grow in our spiritual walk, that the church might also grow.
荣耀归你。
All glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
This, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.